Thanks, Rebecca. So just as the children go out, I want to just say something to encourage the adults for this week as well. Firstly, as I said at the beginning of the meeting, this is a worship meeting, and we're going to take at least a good hour together just to be in the Lord's presence and worship him and listen to him. And during that time, I'm just going to give us some direction as well, and that direction is just to help us prepare for the week of prayer and fasting, to prepare our hearts to hear him, to prepare our hearts to receive from him what he might say for us, to us this week. So a little bit more about that later on. But then I also wanted just to give an encouragement to the adults as we enter this extended worship time. So there's a passage in the book of in the Gospel of Luke, which we're all familiar with. And Luke 4:1 starts by saying that Jesus goes out into the wilderness, but it describes that he goes out into the wilderness full of the Holy Spirit. And then there's another 12 verses, and then in Luke 4:14 it says, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread throughout the whole countryside. So to hear God's voice, to seek his face, we need to be full of the Holy Spirit like Jesus was as he went into the wilderness. Our ability to press on, our ability to continue to live out the call that God has given to us in the midst of the trials and tests that we face individually and corporately comes from our relationship with God and from nothing else. That's what it comes from, our relationship with God. And the grace that he gives us, the grace of his deliverance, not from our own strength, not from our own wisdom, not from our own wisdom, initiative, or knowledge. So I encourage us as we enter our time of worship now to press deeper into the Lord, to say, Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Holy Spirit now in this prayer meeting, and in this upcoming week of prayer and fasting. So let's stand, let's come into worship, but let's come into worship expecting the Holy Spirit to touch us in ways that maybe we've not seen before. Let's expect the Holy Spirit to change us in ways we've not seen before. Let's seek the face of the Lord as we enter into this week of prayer and fasting. JP.
Glory to you.